It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
He runs around the house all day naked, chasing himself, playing tag.
Really? Truly?
He screams at the cat because she didn't vote.
Wow.
Every time he farts, he calls the fire department.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob is playing something near and dear to my heart, and I've had a couple of cocktails on a Friday.
You think this isn't by design?
What? Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the great Buddy Rich.
Yes, sir.
I know. This is jazz, man. This is jazz. It's going to be playing in my head all weekend long. Want to mention that we are all set for our big party on the 8th. That's going to be coming up on August 8th. The debut of the Buzz Babes, Friday night, August 8th, 8 o'clock. The Great Chantilly Sports Bar, Bungalow Billiards, 13891 Metro Tech Drive in Chantilly. Bungalow Billiards doing their best to save the wildlife with billiards and brew. And great food, too. And have another peanut, Mike, as I'm trying to talk with peanuts in my mouth. We want to mention we're very grateful to the Junkies for being here today.
Yeah, seriously.
Thank you, guys.
Awesome,
guys.
Mike and crew.
Monday through Friday right here on WJFK. Get your morning started with the Junkies.
Yeah.
They are the gold standard as far as any morning show in Washington, D.C.
They
don't get to drink as much as we do.
No, not nearly as much.
You'll want to tune in at 6 a.m. on Monday when Mike joins the Junkies in the studio.
Yeah. You know what? Really, based on those guys showing up here today, yeah. I won't be there Monday.
No.
We didn't think you would.
That's a good thing. But you know what? I have to do, I'll tell you this. I will do it perhaps on a certain vacation weekend when perhaps I'm out late and I just happen to be there the next morning.
In the neighborhood?
I've popped in with you guys. I think 8:30 or something like that.
Yes, you have.
All right. That's not bad. And now Matt Goldstein has made his way into the studio.
I invited
as well.
Him to stand for a while. I'm
that's
not going to let him talk.
Now, morning. Let me see. Oh, that's now Lurchy had to leave.
Yes, he did.
He had to leave. Does he have a big social schedule? Is that what it is, EB? Is that how it works? Wait, can you turn EB's microphone on, please?
I don't know. He's gay.
You've had some attrition in here, Mike.
What's that?
You've had some attrition, some falling out.
Now, let me see. Where did... incidentally, I see that Lurch is gone.
And, Lurch,
maybe
and
a couple
lost...
of the Buzz Babes.
Megan and McKetsie are missing.
Do the math there.
And McKetsie's gone. Uh-huh. And what the... Lurch! What happened here?
Bring back our women.
He didn't take them with him, did he?
All right, is there anybody like floating around in the hallway right now, or did people just escape? What happened? I'm very curious about that.
I don't know. Matt, can you look into that by leaving the studio?
Matt, can you check it out and see what's happening? We're going to play a game right now. We don't have much time left in the show, so we've got to get right to this.
Joe's here. This game
is called Guess What's in Rob's Pants. Now, let me explain the way the game works, ladies and gentlemen. I do not like the attrition buzz. I am not pleased.
Well, they'll be back. We just came back from
very,
break.
Very frustrated.
They're on their way back.
Maybe
right.
They're pooping.
That's hot.
That's hot. That's it.
Oh.
All right. That is, let's just let that linger. That wonderful thought. I was hoping to get one or two of those out of Bickle today.
Why you did?
That's maybe.
That's a very good thing. We have in studio right now JP, Cakes, Allie, myself, Kristen, EB,
thank you.
Buzz, Kaz, and Kimberly over
right,
there.
Right.
And we're going to go around the room. This is the way the game works. When we play this with the listeners, we're going to do it in studio right now. The way it works is each person gets one question, and then you get a guess.
Right.
And then if you don't get it, you move on to the next person. So we're going to go clockwise. We're going to start with John Paul Flame. JP, you get to ask a question of Mr. Spiewak. And thank you for coming back in, McKetsie. And then you you hazard a guess, and then we move on.
Is it small?
What I have in my pants, I wouldn't classify it as small, no. And your guess?
You should ask how many inches.
Wow.
What did she say? I missed that.
How many inches?
Thank you, Kaz.
Your turn is coming.
Thank you very much.
I will
yes,
go with lifesavers.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do not have lifesavers in my pants.
And now we move on to Mr. Johnny Cake Sawville.
Robin.
Well said.
Thank you.
Is it... shiny?
Not particularly.
Oh.
Is it a waffle iron?
I do not have a waffle iron in my pants.
Terribly sorry. Now we move over to Allie. Allie, a question and a guess. What is in Rob's pants?
Now when you say, is it, it's in your pants, is it in your pocket or is it... inside your pants.
That's not a question in the spirit of the game.
So we're going to veto the question?
Yeah, just try to determine the object that's in my pants.
And that means, Allie, Kaz, everyone is going to get a turn, okay? You've been spending a lot of time with Nick, haven't you?
No, it's Buzz.
All right. It's Buzz. All right, well, he's remained silent. All right, what's your guess?
Does it come with a cap?
A cap? It does not come with a cap.
Oh, good question. All right, my turn.
Well, she gets a guess.
She gets a guess.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry. It's a small country.
Sorry, Allie, I apologize.
Do you have a lottery ticket in your pants?
I do not have a lottery ticket in my pants.
Shocker, right. I do. Because I'm white trash.
You know what? I got a bunch on my desk at home.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah!
All right, my turn.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
Yes?
My turn now. Let me think. Rob.
Yes?
Is it a household item?
Not in the traditional sense, no.
Ah. Is it a full-size Genoa salami?
Full-size?
A full-size Genoa salami.
No, I do not have a full-size Genoa salami in my pants.
All right, let's go to Megan. Megan, you get a question and a guess for Rob Spiewak.
What's in his pants?
Take your time. It's only radio.
Look into the lights. It'll help.
Is it something that you can find in your car?
No.
Hmm.
It is not something you can find in your car.
Care to venture a guess?
Is it a football?
I do not have a football in my pants.
But you know, the thing is, every guess is a clue for you.
That's right.
You have to listen to the other guesses and the questions then determine exactly what's going on.
And you can bet the people at home are playing along with what's in Rob's pants.
Want to let a listener play real quick? Let's
sure.
do this. Let's jump over to Spokane, Washington. Mike, would you like to ask Rob a question and have a guess as to what's in his pants?
I would, please.
Go for it.
Hey, Rob, does it have metal on it?
Metal is a key component of what is in my pants.
Ah. All right, what is your guess, Mike?
Gerbil with braces.
I do not have
Hey, I'm putting you on hold. You get a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt. Congratulations, Mike.
But
I enjoyed that.
The fact remains I do not have an orthodontic gerbil in my pants.
There you go. Let's move on to Kristen. Kristen, your question and your guess, please.
Rob.
Yes.
This object in your pants.
I'm watching. Hey, McKenzie, incidentally, I see what you're doing over there. I just wish I was Eric.
Everyone does.
I really had to say that for a second. You naughty, naughty girl. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Kristen. Go ahead. I got completely distracted. Jesus Christ.
So this object in your pants, can I play it with my mouth?
Play it with your mouth. It's not in the... No, I would say no. No. You may not play it in your mouth.
What's in your pants?
Yes.
And what's your guess?
So, is a miniature fire truck?
I do not have a fire truck in my pants.
Oh, all right. Let's move over to Mr. Eric Bickle, who might be incredibly distracted right now.
No, all right, I'm fine.
Yeah, no. Oh, no, we can see that.
Maybe even a little more than fine.
Sorry, all right, hold on. Just, you know, I'm an observant son of a bitch.
Is it hard?
It is hard.
Oh,
it is.
Oh,
all right, hold on. So it's hard and it's metal.
Yes. Money metal.
Hardly.
It is a money metal object in my pants.
At least partly.
Is it a Chinese throwing star?
I do not have a Chinese throwing star in my pants.
Not a bad guess, though.
What an excellent guess.
Now, let's move over to McKenzie. McKenzie, you get a question and a guess. And landfill, I need another brewski, please.
Can you wear it?
Thanks, Beth Ann. Anything they got.
Not in a traditional... That's a tough question. I would say it is no, it's not a piece of apparel. No.
It is not a piece of apparel in Rob's pants.
Po-pa-poo-pa-pa. What's your guess?
I can't even think of anything. Is it a...
Well played.
Is it a lighter?
It is not a lighter in my... I do not have a lighter in
it's
my
a
pants.
Wonderful guess.
It is a great guess.
And now, the man who's responsible for organizing these phenomenal women we know as the Buzz Babes.
Hi.
Who will be debuting at the party on the 8th at Chantilly's Bungalow Billiards on August 8th. Buzz Burbank, a question and a comment.
I just got the reason why it was the party on the 8th like an hour and a half ago.
Oh, thank you.
I'm a little bit slow.
It's all about the competition, brother.
8 at 8.
But it's also, you know, we're taking a little run at the old guys over there, you know? All right.
Is it a kind of tool?
Hey, now. It is not a kind of tool.
Okay, let's say, is it something metal? Let's say, is it jewelry of some type?
I'm sorry, I do not have jewelry in my pants.
All right, now we get the buzz. That's what we hit. Yes. Yes, that is not correct. Now we go to Kaz. Kaz, a question.
And if it gets back to me, if we do a full round, there will be a clue.
Oh, good. Oh, good. That's how we did it, and that's how we got a winner the last time. Oh, time to get a listener to participate.
Oh, is it time to go to the phones?
Here we go. Let's go to Jack in Rockville, Maryland. Jack, a question and a guess for Mr. Rob Spiewak. Guess what's in Rob's pants. Cakes, try to stay awake.
I am.
All right.
Could you put gum in this?
Gum in it?
Yes.
You could, but there'd be no reason to.
No, that would be
your
guess.
Terrible question, by the
correct.
Way.
See,
very do you have a key in your pants?
A key? I do not have a key in my pants. A key of anything.
Terribly sorry. And now we move on. Thanks so much for playing the game. We appreciate it. Let's move on to Kaz. Kaz, your question and your guess, please.
Is it wearable?
Wearable. As I said earlier, no, it's not traditionally a piece of apparel.
And now your guess, Kaz.
A keychain?
I do not have a keychain in my pants.
Very good. A keychain. All right, let me take another listener. Now they're getting into it. I have to jump into the listeners. Let them play here. Adam Triangle, Virginia. Adam, your question and your guess for Rob Spiewak. Guess what's in Rob's pants.
Rob, is the object in your pants, is it money?
Like, do you mean currency?
It's kind of a tribute to our morning guests that we have here.
I think he does mean that, though.
If it's a predicate nominative, no.
I don't even know what that
means.
If it's
a predicate adjective, yes.
And now what is your guess, Adam?
That is so hot.
Do you have a beer can in your pants?
Well, if you're speaking figuratively, no, I do not have a beer can in my pants.
No, you don't. Sorry about that.
Traditionally,
thanks
a bottle beer
again.
Guy.
Jason
anyway.
Does, though.
Let's move on to Kimberly. Let's move on to Kimberly.
I've seen it,
Kimberly, and lovely tattoos as usual.
Yeah,
Kimberly.
Just lovely.
And Kimberly, I don't believe I've ever asked this, or maybe it's been. Are they real? Just out of curiosity.
No.
What?
But that's okay.
It's a good purchase.
Could have fooled
They're really
me.
Hers.
It's a doctor, doctor. No. Thanks for the news. All right, a question and a guess for Rob Spiewak.
The
Ketsy is saying they look really, really
they
real.
Look really, really
you know
real.
We're not talking about the tattoos, right?
Oh, I,
I agree.
I think they look really real, too. I really think they look really, really real. All right, oops, watch out. All right, now, what's your question, your guess for Rob?
Is it something you can swallow?
No, absolutely
no,
not.
No, I'm terribly
that
sorry.
That is a great question. That's the best question.
That
yet.
Is the best question.
I agree.
Round of applause for the question. Yet. God damn, I love BYOB Friday.
Bully.
And your guess?
Your guess, Kimberly?
Hi, my name is Milka Duno. I race cars.
Oh, no. Please guess something.
What's in Rob's pants?
A pencil.
I'm sorry?
A pencil.
I do not have a pencil.
Is it a metal pencil?
A metal pencil.
A pencil.
There's no
metal
lead.
Pencil.
A money metal pencil.
A mechanical pencil.
We have no, made it through. We're going to get one more listener, and then Rob's going to give us a hint. Let's go to Mark in California, Maryland.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Where's that?
It's out in the sticks
on the west coast. Is it really? All right, Mark. What
it's
is
north
your
north of Arizona, Maryland?
What is your question and your guess?
Does that make sense?
I don't know. Go ahead, Mark.
Is what in your pants? Does it hold something?
Does it hold something? No, it does not hold anything.
I'm terribly sorry. What is your guess, Mark?
A roll of coins.
No, we already determined it was not currency.
Okay, there
oh,
we
that's
go.
Right. We
and
did.
Now we have made it through several listeners and everybody in the room, and nobody has made any progress whatsoever. Mr. Spiewak, it is time for a very difficult hint.
The hint is a staircase.
A staircase?
A staircase.
Is the hint. We go back to John Paul Flame from the Junkies. Amateur boxer,
he actually
and all-around
wrote
good
down,
guy.
No, staircase. Professional boxer.
Professional boxer.
He wrote down staircase.
From Puerto Rico, like John Paul Flame.
Like don't stop me short. Holmes. I believe I'm currently ranked 1,112
there you go.
In the world
good.
As which a makes, junior middleweight.
Makes stop him the pointing highest at rank, me. Makes him all the right. highest-ranked boxer in the room.
Very good.
He wrote down staircase. What is it, Sherlock?
I am clueless.
Staircase and
can
metal.
Can you shoot it?
You cannot, well, no, you cannot shoot it.
Now we need a guess, JP.
My guess is it is Rob's pair of grills.
My grill for my teeth?
His
I'm
grills.
Sorry, I do not have dental jewelry in my pants.
Sorry Rob about grill. That. And now we move over to Johnny Cakesoville.
Staircase.
Would you use it with stationery?
You would not use it with stationery.
And the hint is staircase.
The hint is staircase.
He's
is
very he's very cagey. Let me remind you of that. He's
guess.
Very cagey.
Right.
Is it the money metal spiral binder on a notebook?
Like a clip? Like the clip on a notebook.
If that's the answer,
the
yes.
The spring from a spiral binder.
I'm sorry, I do not have a spring from a binder.
Oh, you got us going there for
so
a second.
Bitter.
Time to go to another listener as we are progressing here. Let's go to New Mexico. Would anyone like to go to New Mexico? Here we go.
Right now.
It's a dry heat.
Rob in New Mexico, what is your question and your guess for Rob Spiewak?
Rob.
Yes.
Is it soft?
No. Remember when I was asked if it was hard?
No. What is your guess, Rob?
McKetsy.
Is McKetsy in your pants?
Not yet.
No.
All right. Hit the buzzer.
Good answer, Rob.
Thank you very much. And now we go on to beautiful, lovely Allie, who likes certain cinematic enterprises that we heard about earlier on the show.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Be not sorry.
Do not ever.
Because I'm really not sorry.
Do not ever apologize for that, okay? Thank you.
All right. So, is this metal hard object?
Take your time. Take all the time you want, baby.
Say it again.
That's not shiny.
Right.
Right.
That does not consist of any currency whatsoever.
Right, and it has to do with a staircase.
A staircase.
Yes. Keep going.
Do you have a... is it curly?
The object in my pants is curly.
Is it a slinky?
It is a slinky!
Yay!
Yay! Yay!
Yay!
Allie wins!
Yes!
It's a slinky!
It is a slinky!
Wow. Rob Spiewak, fantastic job! And now Allie has what was in Rob's pants.
Yes, she's holding it.
It was the
My
slinky.
God, it is a slinky. That is incredible.
See, staircase.
You know, not a complicated item, but we really had a lot of trouble with that.
Excellent game, guys. All well played.
Allie will receive a cutoff Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt. And also, you already have one? I'm going to give you two.
And Kristen, you had it five guesses ago, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Kristen, were you going to nail it when it got to you?
I had it nailed, baby.
Really?
Did you really? That is amazing.
You got it on staircase. Absolutely.
Oh,
let's talk.
Oh, that's simpatico. That's fantastic. Nice, huh? That is really, really good. We usually don't. I thought really we'd get a winner off the phone instead of here in the studio.
I knew that Kristen had it. When I said staircase, she lit up like a Christmas tree.
All right, we got to wind things down here on BYOB Friday. I want to go around the room once again and say, boys, the junkies, you guys, it's so nice of you to come in here today.
We can't thank you enough.
We're happy to be here.
What is coming up? What's new? What's big? What's going on with the junkies show here in Washington, D.C.? What can we look forward to? Anything special?
Uh-oh.
He hands
that's
it over
on you,
to JP.
Sundress Sillies.
Sundress Sillies. That's our next party.
Now, what is Sundress Sillies going
to
be, Cakes?
I believe it's EB's brainchild. He could speak more to
it. See McKetsy right here?
Yeah. Yes.
This is what it's all about.
That's a sundress.
We're just going to bring as many women downtown and wear their sundresses as possible.
Basically, we have to get all the guys to listen to WJFK to force their women at gunpoint, knife point, whatever it is, to come out and dress like that.
Mike, be honest.
Now, this
what's
is for,
better than that?
It's phenomenal. I mean, sundresses are the greatest thing in the world.
Are they not the greatest?
And this is like a party you guys are going to have where women just can come down, and if they're in sundresses, you're going to have a little competition, little meet.
We're going to have all kinds of giveaways, you know, the whole
thing.
It's
in development right now.
Let me just check and see what he has. It's developing. Is that a little grape vodka we have here?
A little Grey Goose.
Now, what do you have? A little
Gatorade.
A little Grey Goose with the Gatorade
in there?
See,
it keeps you hydrated, and you get drunk.
That was it. Beer pong.
Brilliant.
I'm going to get his herpes.
There you go. That's right.
Mike, can I pull a Cakes into a straight plug, though?
Mm-hmm.
Junkettes are in Sterling tomorrow for Bikini Bike Wash.
Oh,
the Champion
Motorsports. Where is it going
to
be?
11 to 3 in Sterling.
All right. I'm going to bring my bike by there.
Or as we stay around here, Sterling.
Sterling. I swear to God, years ago, we had a listener that called in and said, where are you from? She said, Sterling. It just seems to me that if you are going to live in that town, you don't drop the consonant. That's just the way I would look at it.
Well,
you know,
it's a different style of life out there.
And I see that Lurchy is not here right now. What are his plans this evening?
He's probably getting comped at a local restaurant. It's a lot. Mortal lock that's happening.
In Ashburn. I want to thank you guys for coming by. We had a fantastic time. Next week on our show, American Chopper's Big Daddy himself, Paul Tuttle. He'll be on the show. The great Gene Simmons will be here also.
Whoa.
Number 48, Jimmy Johnson, NASCAR extraordinaire.
Whoa. He drives the lowest car, Chevrolet.
And also in studio, comedian Brian Posehn. He ain't that good looking a guy, but he's funny as hell.
Hilarious. He can't get by on his looks for long.
It's a fantastic show next week. Want to thank everybody here in Washington, D.C. for giving those fantastic ratings to us. And right now, we've got tickets for you to WWE's Monday Night Raw at the Verizon Center this Monday night, featuring Triple H, John Cena, Randy Orton, and more. Tickets at Verizon Center. I almost made it.
Verizon.
Look at that picture right there. Allie, see that picture? I keep that with me at all times. It motivates me on the show. Tickets available at Verizon Center box office and Ticketmaster. Thank you all for coming on the show. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK here in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, JP, Buzz Burbank, EB, Lurch, Johnny Cakes, Allville, and all the Buzz Babes, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you roses are red, violets are blue. I didn't write a poem because it's been BYOB Friday. Thank you. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Yes, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.